Chris Roberts has a background in youth criminal justice that goes back more than 20 years. He began his new position in October, one funded by a two-year grant. Roberts says a major initial challenge is gaining the trust of people living in higher crime neighborhoods or who may be apathetic about trying to reduce violent crime numbers and their impacts upon lives.
We get through that by building those relationships, meet them in their space, talking to them face to face, letting them know I live in this community, I'm committed.
That live Wednesday on the Roanoke Valley's Morning News. Roberts says on the positive side, it is clear there are many people willing to step forward, stand up, and help address the problem.
We have people that are extremely anxious and passionate about speaking up, doing the good work, solving some of these unsolved crimes, and being the voice in their community.
Two outreach workers have also been brought on board under the same grant. Robert says there are many city services already available to help address some of the root causes of violent crime, and he's still learning exactly where they are and who they can help. Evan Jones, WFIR News.